Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to talk about something which is emerging, a sort of philosophical thread to our podcasts. The question is, can an AI learn to play jazz? My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
So the key part of this, in the sentence, can an AI learn to play jazz? So the important parts are learn and play. The AI is purely our pupil, and Nick and I both have taught and do teach human beings to play jazz. We've never tried, I've never tried to teach a computer.
No.
But the interesting, the fact that I haven't yet revealed to you, Nick, is that Charlie Beal, do you know Charlie Beal?
Yes, yeah.
He's the author of the syllabus for ABRSM Jazz. That came out of his research about trying to teach a computer to play jazz.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the whole point of it was not to end up with a computer that could put us all out of business, but in fact to work out what processes were required to learn to play jazz.
Mm.
So that's really what we're going to talk about today.
Mm.
I think one of the big things, first of all, is would an AI want to learn to play jazz? And I think that you can... It's hard to teach jazz, but it's easier to learn jazz.
I think that's very true, yeah. And I think, I mean, from my experience of teaching, there has to be a kind of a will on the person learning. You know, in some ways I would say it's possible to learn jazz, but I think it's very difficult to teach jazz to somebody who doesn't want to learn jazz.
Well, there's a famous story about a guy who used to turn up to Stravinsky's house and say, can I have some composition lessons? And Stravinsky said, I don't teach. And eventually this guy wrote a piece of music and turned up to Stravinsky with a piece of music and said, I know you don't teach, but will you have a look at this piece of music? And he said, yeah, come in. And he said, I thought you said you don't teach. He said, well, I'm not teaching, you're learning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the key kind of element there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the impetus for... there's the linguistic model as well, isn't there? The idea that if I want to learn French, I have to want to learn French.
Yeah.
I can't just vaguely think, well, quite like to learn it.
No, there's Russian a process you have to go whatever. Through. Yeah, yeah.
There's a big hill of learning to overcome in to get anywhere into the foothills of competence.
Yeah.
And because of that, the same thing is true of learning to play jazz or improvising or any complex musical forms,
I guess.
Any music is requires effort.
Yeah.
So what things do you think you have to be able to assimilate?
I mean, I think the language, it's interesting you brought up the language model, because I think that's quite a useful model for looking at learning jazz, because for me that's what jazz is. It's essentially a language. And so I think all of the things really that you need to successfully learn a language, you need if you want to learn jazz, you know. That includes obviously kind of vocabulary, but it also includes kind of grammar. Obviously, this is in a more abstract way when we talk about music, but also, for example, surrounding yourself, actually listening to the language and actually immersing yourself in the language as well. All of those things, those things I've mentioned, I think, without those, you're going to struggle, I think, to learn to play jazz.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but when I was at school, my French teacher said, if you want to develop a good French accent, spend a week talking like Clouseau, but just, in English.
Yeah, just trying to
sound
yes,
French.
Yes,
try
yeah,
to sound
yeah,
French.
Yeah, yeah.
And it will help enormously with your pronunciation. And I mean, I think you're right. I think there are obviously facts. There's vocabulary. There's syntax. There's construction that is all to be learned in the same way that there is language. And I think also in the end, it's interesting to come up with the linguistic model, because it's all very well learning a whole dictionary of words, but you do have to have something to say
well. Yes,
so
for sure.
It's also about expressing your ideas
and content,
in that new language.
Yeah.
Anyway, briefly, can an AI learn jazz? Probably not. I'm Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.